I was wondering, you mentioned John Sykes. I was listening to the Blue Murder tape on the way here, actually. And does it bother you at all, like, when an album that you produce maybe doesn't do as well as one other one does?
But the thing is, and you should probably know it, Steve, is just because it's not commercially successful doesn't mean it's a bad album.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of people that have said, I don't like the Blue Murder album, and for every person that said that, I've had a couple more that say they love it.
Mm.
You know, and that's, you know, like I say, I, myself, I don't base what I do in music on a commercial level. It's like I work with artists that I want to work with, and I want them to be successful for the artist more than anything. I think I've learned over the years that a certain amount of commercial success is you have to have it, otherwise a band doesn't survive. And, you know, my experience with the Pales and Rockhead, unless it's like the end of the Pales, it was just a question of survival. And that's when, you know, we did the dreaded David Foster album, you know. But basically we had to do it, otherwise we wouldn't survive, and in the end that killed us.
Yeah.
Even that was the nail in the coffin. But at that point, that's the way it goes. It went down. Other bands do need that commercial thing, you know. It keeps them going.
Yeah.